Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Moroni Marazi Shehichyu. And we are continuing B'siyata Dishmaya, our wonderful series in the Silas Yisholim. We're in the fifth perek. And Rabbeinu was talking about the meat of Zihirus, of being watchful. She defined as Yadam Nisal Bemaisa Vinyanov Kloman Bonenu Fakyachal Maisa Bitvachov. Just to look at your deeds and see if they're proper deeds or not proper deeds. So what's Mafside Midas as a Yus? Ha'echadu Atipu Va'atildo Elomis. The first is involvement and preoccupation with worldly affairs. Elam Hazidik Inyanim. Hasheni Atschoik Va'alotzim. Hashlishi achevra haro. The second is laughter and levity, and the third is bad company. V'nidaber b'hem echad le'echad. And we'll speak about them one by one. Hine atipul v'atilda. While dibanu mehem lemalo, ki ve'eyos ha'odim torud v'inyonei olamo, hinei machshavoysob asurois b'zikei hamaso asher aleim, v'yevshel lam losis lei v'elam maise. Regarding worldly involvement and preoccupation, we have already spoken about this earlier, because when a man is occupied in his worldly affairs, his thoughts are bound by the chains of the burden that weighs on them, and it is impossible for him to give thought to his deeds. So in the Bilvavi Mishkan, on the Mesilas Yesharim, he explains as follows. Sechel ha'adam oved tamid. Kol adam shema'atzam lev la'atzmo ro'eh, shemachshvotav ratzot tamid. השאלה היא רק במה הוא חושב. וכאן הדבר מתחלק לכמה חלקים. So a person is always thinking. If a person has self-awareness, he knows that his mind is always going, he's always thinking about something. And here, there are a number of categories. Number one, there are machshavas of dimyon. A person's medamyein, a person's living in this world of imagination, things that happen, things that will happen, things that he wants to happen, it's imagination. There's another chelek, when a person's preparing his maisim. Tomorrow he has a meeting, this and this time, he has to go here, he has to go there, he has to do this, he has to do that. And the third chelek is when he's thinking about what he did. מחשבה ותפננות על מעשים שעשה שעושה או שברצונו לעשות. Not what he actually has to do or what he actually did or what he wants to happen, like we said in the first chelek. But he's thinking about those things that he did. He's not just thinking about what happened, but he's thinking about what happened. These three chalakim are shaykh to asiyah. And besides that, there are also machshavas that are b'pchinas das, learning Torah, etc. In these three chalakim in relationship to action, there's a fundamental difference between the first two parts and the third part. Generally, machshava is a higher koach than maisa. When a person's thinking ba'asiya, so it's b'v'chinas or v'kli. The or, the light, is machshava, and the kli is the maisa. And he puts the machshava into the maisa. That's when a person's thinking ba'asiya. He's thinking about doing. In such an instance, is a person's thought completely wrapped up in asiya or not? When a person is imagining his maisim in the past or in the future, or he's preparing and he puts into his thoughts all of the power of his thoughts, the etzem, what he's doing is, he's taking his power of thought and bringing them into the world of asiya. And such, he is limiting it to the world of asiya. Mashen Kane, when he's thinking about, that's the third category. When he's thinking, the first two categories are when you're thinking in the world of asiya. You're thinking things that happen, things that will happen, things you want to happen. You're planning what you're going to do. When you're thinking about what happened, you're not putting all of your power of machshava into the action. You're like a person who is standing on the side and observing somebody else. This is what they call in modern self-help, psychology, whatever you want to call it, mindfulness. You're mindful of what thoughts are going through your mind, going through your head. So your machshav is not exactly, it's not completely in the world of asiya. Kibyachol, it's standing outside and it is viewing your asiya. And this is a subtle avoda in the soul. L'achnis me'a machshava b'toch ha'asiya. Chelek la'ashir b'chutz v'letzpot min atzad. V'chelka nosaf sh'tei kshura be'elyonim. So that's what a person has to do. Part of the avoda is part of your thoughts are in the world of asiya, of what you're actually supposed to do. Part of your thoughts you leave outside and you view your thoughts as an outsider would view someone else's thoughts, as a dispassionate observer, as an objective observer. And then part of your thoughts you leave with Hashem, Belyon, but Ruchni matters. Havdela yisodi bein shnei ufanim, kasher ha-machshava nichneset letoch ha-maaseh, hi nichbelet betfisat ha-maaseh, v'naaseit mitzumtzemet. Hu kulo asuk ba'et, ka'et, ba'asiyah. ועל ידי זה הוא מאבד את כוח המחשבה, מה שאין כן כאשר חלק מהמחשבה נשאר בחוץ. נשאר לאדם כוח של מחשבה, הוא לא מאבד את עצמיותו כאדם חושב. The fundamental difference between these two ways are, is that when your machshava goes into your maisa, so it's tied up, it becomes very narrow, it's tied up in the world of Maisa. He's completely involved in Asiya, and he loses his Koach HaMachshava, because his Machshava is now bound up in the world of Asiya. But when part of his Machshava stays outside, he doesn't lose his Atzmius as a thinker, and a person has to be a thinker. Different than animals. Our level of thinking is obviously a completely different league. Everybody is thinking. So the answer is, most people's thoughts are melubash and are enclosed in asiya. They're always imagining what did happen, what will happen. Dimyenis, dimyenis, dimyenis. If we would stop a bus, and inside the bus there are 50 people, and we were able to look into their brains. I always want to do this, by the way. I just wonder, what is everybody here thinking about? So one person looked at the window, thought about what happened that day. Third guy is thinking about what's going to happen when he comes home. He's going to do X, Y, or Z. Another guy is thinking about what he has to do next week. Another guy is thinking about what happened last week. He went here, he went there. He made this deal, that deal. Another guy is imagining what's going to happen. He has a big investment. What's going to happen when the investment comes in? He's going to sell the real estate property, how rich he's going to be, what he's going to do with all of his money. All of the dimyonas are in the olam of ma'isa. Ma la'asot, ma'ira, ma'asui liyot, o b'dimyonot ma'asim. So these people are involved in chashivat midit. They're always thinking, but their thoughts are completely in the world of ma'isa and completely in the world of dimyon. Of dimyon. It's imagination. Imagining things that happened or didn't happen, that they want to happen or that they're afraid. It's also a type of dimyon. Another type of dimyon is when you're afraid. Fear. What's fear? Fear is not logic. It's not seichel. It's dimyon. This person's imagining this and this is going to happen to me. That dog is going to bite me. Did the dog bite you yet? No. Person's imagining it. And then he loses his world of chachma because he's in the world of dimyonis. So of course a person has to live in the world of asiya. That's why we have practical mitzvahs. But we also have a koach elyon of machshava that places us in the category of a thinker. Midas hazehirus is built on the fact that a person is thinking about his ma'aseh. If he has a koach of machshava, he can observe his ma'aseh. And if he doesn't, he can't. Like a computer that's broken. So that's it. All the information in the computer is gone. Can't lose his koach ha-machshava. Person's thinking, so then he's able to be, look at what he does and be careful and have zehirus. If a person is just in the world of asiya, what do you expect from the guy? He's just so busy doing, he's not observing. And that's what Rabbeinu means. Be'yota adam. Tarud b'inyanei olamo, hinei machshevotav asurot b'zikei hamasa asher aleihem. For while man is occupied in his worldly affairs, his thoughts are bound by the chains of the burden that weighs on them, and it is impossible for him to give thought to his deeds. If he's using his thoughts only to think about asiya, what to do, what not to do, so he's losing his koach ha-machshav to observe what he has been doing as an outsider and see is it right or is it wrong. So a person has to have both. Person has to have his world of asiya, and then observe if this is the right, if this is right or wrong, if this is good or bad. Devrei Rabotenu v'Mahal Chuveod Mevo'ar Sheyeshna Avodah Pnimit Shebechoach Hamachshava Yechol Haadam לעלות לעולמות עליונים. מדוע לרוב בני האדם קשה להשיג מדרגה זו? זולת הסיבה הפשוטה שהם קשורים מאוד לחומר. ישנה סיבה נוספת, יסודית. מקובל הם teach us that there's an avoda that a person can go up to the olamos העליונים. Why is it hard for most people to reach this madriga? So first of all, they're very connected to the chomer. They're very connected to the physical. But there's an additional reason. And that is that their machshava is bound up in the chains of action. And it's like a heavy stone. They can't get that stone off them. They're just busy doing stuff all the time. What a person has to do is think about asiya when necessary. And the rest of the time be elsewhere. Be thinking, not what he's actually doing, but is he doing the right thing? How can he do better? Thinking thoughts of Torah, thinking thoughts of Dveikus Babore, thinking thoughts of Valachta Bedrachov, if you want to become like Hashem, think of ways to adapt Hashem's Midos Tovos, Kviyachal. So, Machshava is Bechina Sula Mutzav Arza, V'roishoy Magia Hashemayim. On one hand, the ladder is on the ground, but the head of the ladder is to reach the Shemayim. You have to think in the world of Maisa, Voliot Talush Me'olam Hazeh, and on the other hand, be divorced from this, be higher, be more elevated. Think about what you're doing, not just thinking about the actual deeds that you're going to do, but think about them as an outsider. Think about them as a mashkiach ruchni. Is this right? Is this wrong? Am I in the right path? Am I in the wrong path? You have businessmen, they're always thinking. But their thoughts are always in the world of Maisa. And that's a jail. They're tied up with this burden that's on top of them. And they can't pay attention to what they're doing. Why can't they pay attention to what they're doing? They're always thinking about what they're doing. What do you mean I'm not paying attention to what I'm doing? I'm always thinking about what I'm doing. What does Rabbeinu mean? Person's has a big factory. Why can't he think about his deeds? All day long, he's thinking about what's going on in the factory. And he notices things other people don't notice. So he's great at that. But then when it comes to a cheshbon nefesh, he has trouble. I'm not doing such cheshbon nefeshes. This person's in the world of asiyah. Asiyah, asiyah, asiyah. Action, action, action. There, he's awesome. He's great. He's a superstar. But when it comes to machshava, the world of chashiva, mufshetet, to analyze what he's doing, why he's doing it, if it's the right thing to do, it's just not there. The story is told that a yid had gefrek the kotzkel. How you give etzis in business? You're never osek in business. Answered the kotzker, he gufa, he anotenet. Since they're in the world of mischer, and I'm outside, I see better. So this is correct when it comes to business. They're in mescher, and you're out of it. So to avoid the apnimis, when a person's in something, whenever you're doing something, in other words, what the Kutzker was saying is, since they're so immersed in the world of business and I'm outside, I see better. But also when you're doing your avoda, and more so, when you're so involved in the asiyah, and you're not looking for, as an outsider, you're just not seeing what's going on. You're not seeing the bigger picture. You're so involved in the details, and you're so involved even in the bigger picture, but in the bigger picture of the asiyah. Not the hisbonus about the asiyah. Whether it's the correct asiyah, whether it's bringing you to your goal in life. I'd like to bring the example of Chaim Kanievsky. Chaim Kanievsky, the story is told, he only used the phone twice in his life. Once his son was in America, he gave him a bracha before an operation. And another, he thought that somebody was offended by him, so he picked up the phone, called him to make shalom. Twice. Why is that? Because he was missed by name. And he said, my goal is to learn as much as possible. Is the phone gonna help me reach that goal? No. She just never touched the phone. That was it. His name is Bonin. I have a goal. Is this gonna help me reach my goal or not help me reach my goal? If my goal in life is to be the best, the most giving person, and so I'm Hizbonin, I'm saying, am I busy giving or am I busy thinking about myself? My goal in life is to perfect my midos. I think, will this enhance my midos if I sleep late or if I'm lazy? Will this enhance my mitos or do the opposite? If I get angry, will this help me reach my goals in life? What are my goals in life? In life to be a tzaddik, to be holy? Is anger going to help me reach my goal or not? So you can't be totally immersed in what you're doing. And there are a lot of people like that. You just see it on them. See it in their face. They're just completely focused on themselves and what they are doing right now. Without any regard for the fact that there are other people around, their obligations to society at that moment. People don't even think in those terms, a lot of people. I have an obligation to society. If I walk by another human being, it says in Pirkei Avos, not me. Give him a smile. Makdim shalom. You see a guy who's walking down the street, he's busy texting. Okay, maybe it's the right thing for him to text. Maybe he's doing a big mitzvah with his texting. But maybe not. Maybe he's so focused on his own inyanim, he doesn't notice the people around him. So not to let your machshavas be too bound up in ma'isa. וחכמים עליהם אשר מראותם על זה אמרו, הווה ממית בעסק ועסוק בתורה. So in Pashtus, a person is created to serve God. And that's learning, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. And therefore, do less business and more work. That's Bepashtus. But the Yoter Baomek, like the Heilige Nefesh Chaim explains, Tan and Avos, Yafet Talmud Torah Derech Eretz, Shehigias Shneim Mishkachas Ovim. When a person must be Oisek in Derech Eretz, he's machnis into his Derech Eretz, the Limud HaTorah. Yafet Torah im Derech Eretz, put the Torah into the Derech Eretz. Your hands are involved in the Asiyah, and your machshava is in the Torah. כאשר האדם עושה דבר וחושב על מה שהוא עושה, הרי שלא רק את כלי המעשה שבו הוא מעמיד בעשייה, אלא גם את מחשבתו הוא מוריד לאותו מקום. When you're doing something, you're thinking about what you're doing. So not only is the maise in the world of maise, which it should be, your kli ha-maise should be involved in maise, but then you have another kli, a much more delicate kli called machshava. It's also in your ma'aseh. But if a person's in Torah, then your madregas ha-machshava hasn't gone completely to the olam ha'asiyah. And you can do that. You can think, all right, I'm doing my business, but am I doing it al pi choshen mishpat? Am I being completely honest? Or sometimes there are things that a person can do. And he doesn't need to invest. Sometimes you're in business. Of course, you have to invest thought on what you're doing. But sometimes you don't have to. You're just doing more routine things. Do out of by rote, by habit. So then invest your machshava in higher things. Most people can't think about one thing for very long. People meditate. They can focus on one thing for a long time. Or even not be able to clear out their mind, not focus on anything. But most people can't do that. Most people's thoughts, they run from thing to thing because they're in the world of Asiya. And that's what the world of Asiya is. The world of Asiya is one thing to the next. In your asek, in other words, make your asek less. Be less involve your thoughts in your asek and be osek b'torah. In other words, part of your machshava is in the world of your maisa, if necessary, and part of your machshava is also above your world of maisa, like a mother in the kitchen. So, Leveitchik's mashal, why do you have to make a new bracha for Brichas HaTorah? Every time you stop, you never really stop. You're always ready to go back. A mother in the kitchen, she's busy cooking dinner, but her thoughts on her two little Mikey in the other room is playing. Part of her thoughts are with the cooking, and part of her thoughts are with Mikey. So, part of your thoughts are here, and part of your thoughts are above. Ki ne esek muchach hu la'adam etzor panasato. You have to work. Ach ribu esek eno muchach shi akokach gadol shalei neoch l'makom ala avodato. But it's not necessary to occupy himself to such an extent that he has no room left for the service of Hashem. So in quantity, obviously, a person shouldn't be involved too much in business. You have to leave room for other things. But even in quality, when a person's even involved in his business, he has to make sure that there's always going to be part of him that's not in that world of Asiya. If he gets too involved in the world of Asiya, he can turn into an animal. He wants that money, wants to get that deal, so he can cheat, he can steal, he can lie. And a person who's above is going to be looking and say, no, not allowed to lie. Go to the store, go shopping, you look at your shopping list, you buy what you have to buy. But you're not completely in the cheese, in the milk, in the cereal, to be above that. Alken itztavenu lekvo itim la Torah. To be koveh zmanim, and even when you're in the world of Asiya, you still have to have part of your mind is Torahdik. You're thinking Torahdik thoughts, and you steal, like Farshim bring the pasuk. The word koveh can also mean to steal. You steal time here and there. You have a few free minutes here, a few free minutes there. You have svarim in the office, so when you have a, you know, you have an in between. So you can open up a sefer, nothing will happen. We really believe that every second of Torah is worth eternity. So who wouldn't want eternity for free? What's the difference between pneumistic people and chitzenistic people? Chitzenistic person, when he leaves the base medrash, he left. See you later. Pneumistic person, even when he left the base medrash, he's still there. Eish tami tukar al mizbech leisich. That's why you have to be keep this double thought. You're in the Gashmias, you're doing what you have to do in the Gashmias. But there's always part of you that realizes there's something else going on over here also. So you have to be kaveit in Torah, even when you're not actually learning in front of a sefer. But your mind is still Torahdik, it's okay. You know, like the Baalei Musar say that during davening, you think about business. So maybe sometimes during business, you should think about davening. Think about learning, think about akasha. Baalei Musar say you should walk around with akasha, things to think about when you're walking down the street. Okay, so that was beautiful. And Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue next time. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.